about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And so far, so good. We're on a microphone here on the system that we have to bring you the program that I uplink to from my home and to your earphones or headphones or ears. Anyway, we're here, and weekend edition, the end of the week of the program, and of course it has been a very busy week, a very trying week, as we see, and every day is a new challenge, but we do the best that we can, all of us, and keep the faith, and hopefully grow stronger and stronger in the Lord every week. And in the first hour tonight, we have back by popular demand our resident Bible scholar, and that is Gene Smith, who, of course, has his own website, and that is BibleTruthMan.com. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
All right. Very well, thank you. And you're going to be with us in this hour to tell us, quite frankly, about some things pertaining to pagan holidays. And one of them's coming right up, the Halloween holiday next week. And, of course, there's a lot of tricksters going around and very few treats. So I'm going to I'm going to let you start off by telling us about paganism and these pagan rituals that are celebrated so widely today.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Washington, D.C. there when you said there's a lot of tricks and no treats.
How do you know I wasn't? Yes, indeed.
This is the beginning of the what I call the pagan festival season, God's annual festival season ends with the Feast of Tabernacles, which me and my family are going to observe beginning Sunday at twilight, mm-hmm. ending November the 5th at twilight. It comes mm-hmm. late this year. The seventh month of God's calendar comes late this year, 2007. However, it overlaps Halloween. And, of course, most of our people are going to be observing Halloween with their children and at their Halloween parties and not the Feast of Tabernacles like they should be doing as Christians. Yet, Halloween is the beginning. It's not really a holiday anymore, but it's mainly used for children. That's the trouble with Halloween today. It's mainly teaching children to begin observing these pagan festivals, and then going right through the Easter season. And so it's really Halloween's really a time for children. Unfortunately, today, where it mainly was concerned with adults in the past. And it's very interesting, though, how the trick-or-treat came into being. I'm going to go into some of the history of this on your program. I have an essay on Halloween I will send anybody that explains a lot of this in more detail than what we can go into on your program. But Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 2, God says, "Learn not the way of the heathen." Mm-hmm. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11, it says, "Flee idolatry." And yet our people are observing pagan festivals, idolatrous festivals, as Christian. And even mm-hmm. Halloween is observed a lot now in various churches. Even,
yeah, yeah, and it's certainly highly commercialized today.
Oh, yeah.
As never before. All right, Gene, we'll be right back with you, and we'll take calls and get on the line if you have a quick question or comment. 800-313-9443. Is the number to get through. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we're back now on the program. And in the next hour, don't forget, we have that important offer to make to you. I want to tell you about it one more time tonight on the book Wrongly Blamed and Who Really Carried Out the Attacks of 9/11. We've already had a few orders, and we want to be able to exhaust our supply of books. So I'll tell you about that in the next hour. Also, Gene Smith is with me tonight, but he will also be part of a discussion next Thursday. I believe we have scheduled a discussion between he and another gentleman who represents a creationist institute, and he will give his viewpoint, and Gene will give his knowledge on the scriptures in regard to creation. So I know that you'll be looking forward to that, Gene.
Definitely. It's it's the time that you and I both have been trying to organize.
For almost a year now.
Yeah, and finally we have a gentleman who's going to be on the program to discuss this, and it'll start out as a discussion. It might end up in a debate, but that's all right also.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole purpose is to try to get people to come to the knowledge of what is the truth and to decide for themselves. And I think the audience will find that good as well. Now,
oh, definitely. Jesus debated all the time with his enemies even, and he left us an example of debating and discussing.
Right.
He didn't shun from anybody in discussing anything or debating anything, even with his enemies that murdered him. So, he left us an example of this, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, come and let us reason together. And that's what we're going to be trying to do.
That's the key. Reasoning. Right. And, you know, the scriptures are really a book of reason when you come right down to it.
Right.
So what about the business now, Gene, of Halloween?
How
do people approach it in Christian families, and same way they approach Christmas, I suppose, and Easter,
yeah,
and all of the others?
Well, like you say, it's a business now. And
It's a highly profitable business. Yes.
And, of course, the Bible says love of money is the root of all evil. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween actually is a very interesting history, believe it or not. When the Roman Empire began taking over England in the first century A.D. in the 40s under Emperor Claudius, they came across these Druids. Now, the Druids are, of course, our people, the Israel people. They didn't know who they were. They had lost their identity, just like the people of Europe and Scandinavia had, and they're of the Assyrian captivity. And these Druids were honoring the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, on the night of October 31st. And the pagan Romans at the time introduced festival of Pomona, who was the goddess of nuts and fruits and crops in general, and they incorporated the pagan Druids incorporated the festival of Pomona, instituted by the Romans, into their worship, not worship, but of their honoring of the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and his demons. We know who Samhain is. He was Lord of the Dead. This could not be the true God, of course, because in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 32, Jesus said talking about God the Father, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So the true God is the God of the living, not the dead, Samhain, who is the God of the dead. We go to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, and it tells us who the Lord of the Dead is, believe it or not. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, meaning Christ Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Right here it tells you who the Lord of the Dead is in the Bible. And what they were actually, they built these huge bonfires on the night of October 31st in honor of the sun god. Fire was the earthly symbol of the sun god, and they actually prayed to the sun god, S-U-N god, little g god, to ward off Samhain, the Lord of the Dead, and his demons from playing evil tricks on them in the coming year, believe it
mm-hmm.
or not. And with the introduction of the goddess Pomona into this time, they offered food to Samhain, the Lord of the Dead, to appease him so that he would not play evil tricks on them the coming year through his demon spirit. And the pagan Druids did this all the way, even into Charlemagne's time. Charlemagne was the first Holy Roman Emperor, crowned such on December 25th, 800, by the Roman Catholic Pope. And he conquered the England, and he conquered the Druids, and he also conquered Germany. And Germany at this time, the German area, was observing this time also. He conquered the German king Wittekind, and Charlemagne and his army made Wittekind and his German people become a part of the Roman Empire and adopt Roman Catholicism, the religion of Constantine. And as he did for all the areas that he conquered, including England. And when he conquered the Druids and Wittekind in the German area, like I say, they were observing still this time on October 31st in honor of the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and
building this big bonfire of the sun god and still offering food to the Lord of the Dead to appease him. So Charlemagne and his army and made them, of course, convert to Roman Catholicism. And in 845 A.D., after the death of Charlemagne, the Roman Empire instituted a day called All Souls Day on November the 1st to replace this pagan time, supposedly. Now, All Souls Day is where the Catholic priest would pray for the lost souls out of purgatory into heaven, supposedly. And, of course, for the wealthy Romans, for the wealthy people, if they gave enough money, then their prayers were supposedly more effective. So they just substituted All Souls Day for this time. And instead of praying to the sun god, they had people praying for the souls of the dead out of purgatory. However, the pagans of the Druid pagans and the pagans of the German areas did not want to give up this time, this pagan time. So they still kept observing this time in honor of the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and the goddess Pomona. And that's why we have food associated with Halloween today. The pagan priest, the Druid priest, and mm-hmm. They would go around to various homes on the night of October 31st, and they would ask people for food. They said, "You've been blessed by the goddess Pomona, so therefore you give us some food to offer to the Lord of the Dead. And if you don't do that, then we're going to pray that you know, you have a lot of evil things or tricks happen to you, you know, the coming year if you don't give us food to offer to the Lord of the Dead." And they were still doing this, like I said, even after they were Roman Catholicized.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's and of course, eventually, now we have children going around. What do? They go up to people's houses and say trick or treat. And the treat, of course, is food. And the trick comes from these evil spirits of the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, supposedly doing evil tricks on people if the Lord of the Dead did not get his food. And so from the goddess Pomona. And like I say, the Roman Catholics did not do away with this pagan festival. They just made it All Souls. They're All Souls Day on November the 1st. But the pagans, Druids, and Germans still honored the Lord of the Dead, and they call it Hallowed Evening. They call this time, pagan time, Hallowed Evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get Halloween, from the word "een" in Old English means evening. And
right.
So that's how we got the name Halloween, from this pagan festival. And of course, how can any Christian family allow their children to go to homes and say trick or treat? Because what the children are actually saying is, you give me some free food, usually candy that they don't need, and you're going to get a trick played on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would any Christian family have their children saying that to people?
Mm.
And extorting, you know, free food by saying that. That's basically what they're doing. They might not mean to do this, but that's what they're actually doing.
Yes.
By saying trick or treat.
Yes.
And it's come. And Halloween, of course, it comes from this pagan festival of the festival of the Lord of the Dead, Samhain.
Yeah.
And the goddess Pomona.
I don't mean to be humorous,
and a lot of churches
Gene,
observe this now.
I don't mean to be too humorous here, but I think it's a little bit more honest on their part, though, when you hear from them, as opposed to somebody coming to the door and saying, "Hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help."
Well, that is the trick. I mean,
yeah,
those,
that's
I guess
the
you
truth,
say those
too.
Are human demons doing that.
Right. Okay. All right, Gene. Hey, great synopsis and history of Halloween, going back to the Roman days. We shall be back, and people have questions or comments, jump aboard right now at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back with Gene Smith. And Gene Smith, you said you have a position paper for those who are interested in learning more on the subject of Halloween.
Yeah.
Tell us now, what is it all about and how can they get it?
Well, they can get it by just writing me or phoning me, emailing me, going to my website, BibleTruthMan.com, and going to my email and ordering it there, or phoning me or writing me. Like I say, it's an 8-page essay, it goes into a lot more detail than I have about the history of Halloween. You know, now Halloween is honors witches, and it honors, skeletons. The skeleton represents the Lord of the Dead, Samhain. The skeleton has always represented death in history. The pirates, you know, the pirates used to put a skull and crossbones on their flags, which represented, you know, give up or you get killed, you know, and when they would take over a ship. And so the skeleton, people dress up in skeletons costumes and, you know, representing, they don't know this, but it's representing death. It's representing the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, Satan the devil. And, of course, like I say, that day the day honors witches now.
And so why would any Christian want to, you know, observe a time that does that? But my essay goes into the history that I've mentioned in more detail and shows you how basically the traditional organized religion of Constantine, Roman Catholicism, adopted, allowed the pagans to observe this time and put their All Souls Day on November the 1st, even to try to contradict this time, but it failed to do so. And even All Souls Day, I've got a quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica here, saying that All Souls Day is a relic of pagan times, even. From the Encyclopedia Britannica, praying the dead out of purgatory. There's nothing in the Bible about that. And of course, you know, they took money at this time also to do this. This led to the indulgences that Martin Luther rebelled against originally. Mm-hmm. And it's a good 8-page essay on Halloween, and I also have a longer essay on called Satan's Great Deception. That goes into the pagan sun worship of ancient Babylon and how its festivals and doctrines became a part of of the traditional organized religion of Constantine also, which is prevalent denominations today.
Very good. Let's take a call now from Myron in Georgia. Hello, Myron. You're on the air with Gene Smith.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good. Huh? Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Gentlemen, I'd like to know your subject this evening. I'd like to know how does all this tie to with Freemasonry?
Well, let Scott answer that. I mean, Gene, rather.
Well, Freemasonry is a combination of Judaism and pagan sun worship from Egypt especially. And, yes, I have some information on that I can send you also.
Yes.
But that's basically what Freemasonry is. It's Egyptian, it's pagan sun worship from ancient Babylon, and along with Judaism, and it's totally pagan from top to bottom, of course.
Okay. The reason why I bring this out, the town where I live at, I'm calling from Georgia. The town where I live at, I know a fact. That there's a lot of ministers here in my town who carry the title as pastors. Some of these men are not only Prince Hall Freemasons, but also they are involved with Scottish Rite Freemasonry here where I live at. And I know a lot of these guys, you know, they uphold as far as their, you know, their league, as far as allegiance with Freemasonry, okay? And then a lot of these men, they don't acknowledge the Seventh-day Sabbath.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
They don't. That's true.
Right.
Again, going back to pagan sun worship.
Yes.
Sunday, you know, first day of the week.
Yeah,
and,
yes, sir.
Okay, again, that was changed. That was ordered by Constantine in 321 A.D.
Right.
That Sunday should replace the Fourth Commandment Sabbath from Friday twilight to Saturday twilight. And it's not the resurrection a day of Christ Jesus. Sunday is not.
Right.
Easter Sunday's not. And so they have no reason to observe Sunday. They only do that because of what Constantine did in 321 A.D. That's just the historic fact. They don't want to admit that probably, but that's the truth.
Right. Rick, I have a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
How much involvement is communism in what people call Israel today? Because reason why I asked you that question, Mr. Adams, because I know, you know, you're an expert in this area right here, and that even within my own research, I found out that men such as Theodore Herzl, Frederick Engels, Moses Hess,
mm-hmm.
all these men were not only atheists, but they were card-carrying communist socialists.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Adams, I can't understand the fact why you have these so-called pastors today who uphold Israel. Israel is a communist nation.
Well, hang on the line. We'll take a quick break, all right, Myron, and we'll be right back to that question And we'll have more calls in this hour for Gene Smith, thebibletruthman.com. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Guest and our caller there, Gene Smith, my guest, and Myron, right from Georgia?
Yes, Mr. Adams.
Now, your question again, would you ask it one more time for all of us?
First, I have a comment, then I have the question, Mr. Adams. Knowing that men such as Theodore Herzl, Moses Hess, Frederick Engels, we know that these men, even if you know as well as your listening audience, that these men were involved in communism. And how is it that people today believe that this place that they call Israel, right, mm-hmm. supposedly supposed to be God's holy land, but yet this nation, so-called state of Israel, is a communist nation? Now, I want to know, Mr. Adams, how much communism, right, has been involved as far as Israel. How much influence is communism in that nation today, sir?
Well, all right. First of all, I would answer you by saying that these men indeed did have a religion. Their religion was not atheism. Their religion really was Satanism. And
okay.
All of these people, these so-called Jews, are indeed worshipers of their god, and their god is Lucifer. Their god is Satan. Of course, the ministers today who have been trained in theology and in theological seminaries or cemeteries have been told by people like Cyrus Ingerson Schofield and Darby and others that that these people are the, quote, Israelites of the Bible to this day. So they don't know any better, at least they say they don't know any better, and they believe this theology, and that is why they support Israel, because they believe that Israel is the Israel that God was speaking of in the scriptures when he commissioned his people as the Adamic peoples and the Jacobites, the Israelites, and so forth. So, yeah, there is a total and complete misidentification. Identity theft, I think, as Gene Smith calls it there. So that is, yes, that is the short term to your answer. But the second part of it has to do with the communist nation. Yes, Israel is a Marxist communist dictatorship.
Yes.
And it is a state that is based on that lie of Marxism and the lie that Jesus is not the Christ. So they have nothing really in common with the founding of our people and our colonies and our nation, ultimately. It is antithetical to what we stand for. Yet these ministers and their politicians who are lackeys of the Israel lobby would, of course, have you believe that we have a common fate and a common ancestry, that we are all from the seed of Abraham. So we must waltz down the road to destruction with Israel. And if Israel goes, then the whole world should go, because they are the chosen people. So I think,
right,
I think that helps answer your question, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. It's definitely a confirmation, Mr. Adams. And in closing, I would like to ask Mr. Smith, how much, knowing that you have knowledge on Freemasonry and things like that, do you know of any Masonic lodges that is there in Jerusalem as well as other surrounding countries there in Israel? Is the influence of Freemasonry there today, sir?
I believe it is. I believe there is definitely a Masonic lodge there in Jerusalem. And all over Europe and Britain and America, and the Scottish Rite is a Masonry. The nominal Jews took that over in 1843.
Okay.
And before then, a Masonry was more or less just kind of a men's club. We had some of the people that we call founding fathers, you know, like George Washington, that was a Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
However, they were not of the Scottish Rite variety, but the nominal Jews did take over the Scottish Rite in 1843. That's an historic fact. And, of course, what the people you've named, Theodore Herzl, he's the father of Zionism.
Uh-huh.
And he called the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland in 1897,
yes, sir,
where they planned World War One.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To bring about the state of Israeli. When that did not happen, they planned World War II,
uh-huh,
which through the United Nations did bring about the state of Israeli.
Yes.
And Frederick Engels, along with Karl Marx, two nominal Jews, created the Communist Manifesto,
uh-huh,
in 1848. That's been implemented, of course, now here in America, as well as all of Europe and Britain and Scandinavia. And of course, we still have China and Vietnam and communist countries also, and we have a communist nation just right 90 miles from our shore. All of this came about through the Communist Manifesto, is being perpetuated by Washington, D.C. here in America, unfortunately, now.
Right.
These are nominal Jews, that's why, and Zionists, that's why they're going to perpetuate the state of Israel over there, as being the regathering of Israel. The preachers are doing this, like John
Hagee,
right, and which is not true at all. They're not Israelites over there at all. The Arabs are not Israelites, and neither are the Israelites that run the country over there.
Uh-huh.
And they're not the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and but yet they claim to be. And of course, I consider America kind of a satellite country of Israeli now, instead of vice versa.
Yes.
The U.S. military is a mercenary military of Israeli now, basically doing,
right,
their bidding. Because Iraq, See, Iraq was Israeli's enemy, not our enemy. And,
right.
Iran and Syria are Israeli's enemies. So here, you know, the U.S. military is going to war for Israeli, taking out their enemies, not our enemies at all. And Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. It was
That's
an inside
right.
job, as a lot of people
yes.
are saying. I believe that. But Iraq definitely, even if you want to say it was an outside job, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So why did the United States government attack Iraq over 9/11?
That's right.
You know, it doesn't make any sense unless you know that the U.S. military is a mercenary military for Israeli.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Well put.
But, and gentlemen, I'd like to say that I am a true red-blooded American, and I love my country, and that at the same time we know that there are many, many evils that's taking place within our country, but I am here to say that America was never, ever founded as a democracy. It was founded as a republic.
A Christian
I am
republic.
One man, and I am one man who stand on the United States Constitution. And that we, the people of the United States of America, must continue to fight the good fight of faith and continue to war against the evils within this world. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, well, well put. Thank you, Myron, for calling again.
And one of the evils is what we're talking about tonight, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching our children, like I say, to observe a pagan festival and going up to homes and saying, you know, give me some free food, usually candy that I shouldn't eat anyway, or we're gonna play a trick on you.
And you know,
again, that's sometimes a harmless statement, but no Christian family should allow their child to do that, of course.
Right, and you know, Gene, the fact that it is so popular in many schools today, many school mm-hmm. districts, where any reference to Christ has been expunged and banned, if you will.
Yeah.
We have seen the substitution, the rise of all sorts of paganism. We have seen the rise of witches, the Wicca religion. We've seen various Satan's churches come in, and they, of course, have been welcomed in many of these same schools which have banned the celebration of Jesus Christ. Now,
well,
I don't mean necessarily through Christmas
you
either.
Find books on witchcraft.
Sure.
For children to read, but you can't find a Bible.
Not
you
in a public school.
You can't find any Christian literature there.
Not in a public school.
That's right.
Unless it's restricted in the library and it's only for reference. But heaven forbid somebody take that from the library to the classroom mm-hmm. and bring it into a, quote, history classroom and start teaching from it. Heaven forbid them, or should I say hell forbid them.
Why don't they teach the history of Halloween in their history class? Why don't they teach mm-hmm. the history of Christmas? And
right,
you know, why don't they teach the history of these pagan festivals?
Well,
Christmas?
We know why, and that's clearly part of Satan's plan is to expunge Christianity to replace it with his religions.
Exactly.
That's exactly what has happened in the school systems, and then we wonder why America has sunk so low, and then we cry out.
We're still honoring Satan, the Lord of the Dead, aren't we?
And then we cry out, God bless America. What a sham and a blasphemy, huh?
Well, it goes back to Deuteronomy 28, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, God said in Deuteronomy 28, if you obey my commandments and statutes, you'll be blessed. If you don't,
right.
you're going to serve with a curse.
You'll be cursed, yes.
And those little scriptures are very valid today, of course.
Well, we're seeing that, right. Let's take Mike in Kentucky now. Hello, Mike.
Without going into a whole lot of detail about some of the stuff associated with Halloween, I know you got into a little bit of it, but
mm-hmm.
A lot of the traditional bobbing of apples and the jack-o'-lantern and things like that
mm-hmm.
Are modified versions of those old druidistic nature worship type rituals and superstitions. I think one of the versions of the jack-o'-lantern was meant to be some way to ward off the evil spirits from a manor house if it was prepared correctly, and that was one of the things. If you made an offering to these trick-or-treaters that came around, or what, you know, whatever they at the time they were, they would give you a specially prepared gourd to put out in front of your house to ward off the evil spirits of the night of the dead, or whatever, the night of the spirits prior to this All Souls Day type event that Samhain or whatever you were talking. What? How is that pronounced exactly?
Samhain is spelled S-A-M-A-N or S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Now Samhain, who's Satan the devil, of course. And the jack-o'-lantern, of course, had, they lit them with fire, just like the ancient Druids had their bonfires. This was in honor of the sun god to ward off the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, Satan the devil, and his demons. And that's how we got the jack-o'-lantern from that. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Well, things like bobbing for apples is my
bobbing for apples.
It was my understanding that the communal house or whatever from different, families or whatever, they were asked upon to send someone out, basically to be sacrificed in these rituals, these people that were sent out. Ended up having a choice. If they wanted to go free, they could put their face in a boiling cauldron and pick out something with their mouth, like an apple or something like that. And of course, if they were able to successfully do that, they could go free. But of course, they'd be scarred for the rest of their life. So it was a sign that they had. They successfully completed the ritual.
Well, it's interesting the goddess Pomona that was a part of this Druid Germanic time of All Hallowed Eve on the night of October 31st, she was the goddess of fruit.
Yeah.
And is not an apple of fruit. So I imagine bobbing for apples came from the festival of the goddess of Pomona at this time.
Yeah, it was a pretty gory ritual, though, because if they were not able to get the apple when they bobbed, they were killed. And of course, that's the source for the stuff that they burned inside the gourds, the fat or whatever. So.
Well,
anyway,
I don't know. I don't have any information of that being a part of Halloween, but I mean that does go back to probably the observance of the goddess of Pomona, the goddess Pomona's festival, probably ancient Rome.
That gourd, of course, was supposed to protect the various households that participated, I guess.
Well, all of this just comes from pagan festivals,
And a lot of people, the more that this gets dug up and talked about or whatever, people end up trying to imitate it and bring it back into practice. Here in Kentucky, a little ways from Lexington, somebody found one of their goats sacrificed a few weeks ago, and they got a hold of it, just kind of sad.
You can't tie all of this into Halloween, but you can tie it into satanic.
Right. Yeah, and that a lot of people, I guess, don't actually go back and study the history of it to find out how it's just gotten perverted and distorted through the conquering of the different regimes, from the Romans through to the Constantine and the Roman Catholic Church, and trying to incorporate cultures as they conquered them or whatever.
Yeah, they took in pagan cultures and they just adopted their pagan festivals and labeled them Christian, which, of course, you can't label something Christian and make it Christian, of course, but the Roman Catholic religion thought it could.
There was a small sort of victory. It's kind of a split victory. There was you may remember there were some schools in Kentucky that were trying to force people to take sensitivity training and to accept alternative lifestyles. Apparently there was a kind of a victory in federal court, I think it was. A judge ruled that Christian in, I think it was Boyd County, Kentucky, has freedom of speech to express his rights, but express his beliefs, but the alternative lifestyle crowd also saw it as a victory because it protected everybody's freedom of speech. But for a while there, while this was being appealed, I guess you could not, they were not allowed to have any Christian meeting groups, I think, at all in that school system, and they were forcing people to go to sort of sensitivity training type classes to get them to accept the alternative lifestyle.
Right.
That was just in the news today. So
very interesting.
Sort of a victory, but
not really. All your major businesses and corporations have this also. They have this sensitivity training, as it's called. And the military has this, and the U.S. military has this.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
A lot of the pagans have won appeals to practice their rituals on military bases. From what I've read, going back into the 90s, during the Clinton years, they won the right, I guess, somehow through various court actions to, and the military conceded that they were allowed to do various things. Now, I guess that includes things like animal sacrifice and fertility rituals of all sorts,
Right. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Very informative as usual from Kentucky. Now we'll take a break and we'll come back and see if we can squeeze in another call for you, Gene. And we'll do that when we return in 3 minutes right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. We'll be back in three.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, and we've been talking about pagan festivals and holidays as opposed to Bible holy days, and Gene Smith is with me. Let's take a call from Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How y'all doing?
Very well, thank you.
I thought I'd throw another little mix in the jack-o'-lantern thing. I caught a nugget off of another program. Been a long, long time ago, it had something to do with the sacrifice of children and burning them up, and that's what that symbolizes. And the fat, there was something to do with the fat in the process of doing that. So I guess it kind of all ties together. But I had to ask a question.
Yes.
Question is, the guest you have on tonight, the same one that did all that historical, biblical stuff that traced the tribes of Israel?
Yes, he's been on quite regularly, Gene.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A quick question. Obviously, from my last name, Nelson, I'm English. I come from, my ancestors came from the British Isles. Does he know offhand which tribe of Israel settled in that area?
I believe the tribe of Manasseh actually settled England. Of course, you had your Angles. They were called Anglo-Sets, Saxons, Celts, Picts, Britons. But they, I think they were all of the tribe of Manasseh originally. Of course, you had the tribe of Judah through Jeremiah the prophet and the daughter of King Zedekiah, the last king of the house of Judah, come to Ireland, and her name was T. Tiffy, and this is in the annals of Ireland, the old annals of Ireland even, and then an old patriarch and an eastern princess came to Ireland, and this, we don't have got the time, but we can trace this to Jeremiah and T. Tiffy, the daughter of King Zedekiah, the house of Judah. Nebuchadnezzar killed King Zedekiah and all his sons, but he didn't kill his daughters. And the throne of David was taken from the house of Judah at that time and transferred to Ireland and to the through T. Tiffy and Jeremiah the prophet, and to the Isle of to Ireland through the plantation of Tara, and she married into the Harriman family there, the King Harriman family, and the kings of Ireland and Scotland and Britain all come from that lineage. And so we can say Manasseh settled Ireland, settled England originally, but you also have the House of Judah there too, which was Benjamin, Judah, and Levi also.
Is the house of Manasseh part of the good guys?
Well, Manasseh was a major tribe of the house of the 12 tribes and the house of Israel. You remember you had two nations, the house of Israel and the house
Joseph.
Of Judah.
Yeah.
And Manasseh was a major tribe of the house of Israel, which went into the Assyrian captivity, along with the house of Israel and most of the house of Judah. And those tribes became various names, but the tribe of Manasseh became your Anglo-Saxons, your Picts, your Celts, and your Britons that settled England.
Yeah, but you didn't quite answer the question. Was the tribe of Manasseh the good guys as opposed to the Canaanites? And
of course.
Oh, well, yes, of course. At one time they were a very godly tribe, but they became sinful and had to go into captivity by the Assyrian captivity.
Yeah.
As the house of Judah did eventually later, 125 years or so later.
Well, I just want to know if I was a good guy or a bad guy.
Oh, well, you're from the good guys originally, but unfortunately we went into sin and had to be punished into captivity. And but I'm a Smith, so I'm from the British Isles also. I guess
now we're in captivity now.
Here you are, right back into it. All right,
hey,
thank you, Gary. Gene,
well,
if you want to just...
Let me get my phone number out right quick.
Why don't you just hang on for the first 5 minutes of the next hour, all right?
Okay, good.
And we'll have you do that. Thank you, Gary. Be right back.